A very quick thought I want to share right before Shabbos. At the beginning of this week's parasha, Parshas Tezriah, we're told that the woman becomes Tameya if she has a child. And it's so weird because there's so many things that we could understand that we would associate Tuma with. Tuma is an association with impure, with dead bodies, things like that. But why is it that birth causes Tuma? It's a fascinating question. You would think that somebody who just gave birth, that's the ultimate form of life. Now, maybe it's that she's disconnecting with that child and there's a certain element of death that's related to that. But by and large, the question is a really good one. Why is it that this woman who's done seemingly nothing wrong becomes Tameya, she becomes impure? Just heard a beautiful answer by Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch. Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch says that when a woman becomes pregnant, she becomes so involved in the physicality of this child that it will be unfair to have an expectation for her to be able to connect and to be visiting things like the mikdash and all that. So therefore, she gets a suspension from that. She is not connected with the spiritual world, but she's much more connected at that point with the physical world. And so when she gives birth to this baby, it's a reminder that now that she's given birth and she's gone through this whole process, she needs to reconnect with the spiritual. I think it's fascinating because when you think sometimes about what raising children does and giving birth to children, all that, one becomes so involved that sometimes one is unfortunately not able to accomplish all that they want spiritually. It's not a punishment, but it's a reminder that yes, you are involved in all that, and that's amazing. And there's nothing greater than doing that. But yet, you need to just remind yourself that there is a need to reconnect to the spiritual in that. I think it would be sad if a person in the 20 years or so it takes to raise a family or more, they become so involved in their children that it's, we'll wait. And then by the time they wake up, it's like the Mishnah Perkei Avos where he says, Kishe efne, if I want to learn, I'll learn when I have time. Kishe efne eshne, when I have time, I'll learn. And in the end, Sofo, in the end, he doesn't have time to learn or she doesn't have time to learn at all. Let us remind ourselves that it's the greatest gift to be involved with our families. But we have to remember that the spiritual plane is so important nonetheless. Have a good Shabbos.